You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
So tell me, what you ate for breakfast quickly?
Just a muesli bar, that's it.
Okay. More? Just talk.
Okay. We're preparing to read soon. So.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that they they didn't play with the levels, you know?
Yeah.
That's what concerned me. Okay, so earlier on I spoke to Shandy Ziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. I mentioned to him the attack on the... On.
A few things,
yeah. Election candidates, what will I say?
Yeah, it starts with Bondi, but then it goes... You could say several...
Anti-Semitic attacks? on Jewish candidates.
Yeah, all right, I'll do it the other way around. I'll start with that, and then at the end I'll have the update on Bondi.
What's it? Okay, I don't know anything about the Bondi.
Oh, it's the start of the article.
So. Where is that? New South Wales released images. Okay. No. We have to find out the story before we go to the... That's the end of it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just do the timing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Earlier on, I spoke to Shandy Ziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. I mentioned to Shane that a few Jewish candidates been faced with embarrassing anti-Semitic attack.
Yeah, that's right. It's quite disturbing. There was on Saturday, last Saturday, a photo of Treasurer Josh Frydenberg on a billboard in Melbourne was defaced with a Hitler moustache and a swastika and a dollar sign, describing the vandalism as an insult to every victim of the Holocaust and Australian servicemen and women too, who fought against Nazi tyranny. Frydenberg said, to think that this cowardly criminal act was committed just days after Holocaust Remembrance Day shows how ignorant the perpetrators are of the horrors of history. Meanwhile, fellow Jewish MP Julian Lisa, who's the member for Barara on Sydney's North Shore, was also targeted when a photo of him on a campaign poster was defaced with $2 signs. Lisa said, by all means debate and disagree with candidates because of their policies. That's the stuff of free democracy. But people should not be attacked because of something they cannot change. This is the second time both of these MPs have been the victims of anti-Semitic graffiti this election campaign. Meanwhile, in Wentworth, in Sydney...
Now that is interesting that the Jewish MP Karen Phelps also was the subject of fresh anti-Semitic emails.
Yes, that's right. These emails falsely claimed that Phelps is ineligible to stand for the election. One of the emails said she's actually been disqualified from the election. She is a Jew and entitled to automatic Israeli citizenship. And another email called for decorating the Wentworth neighbourhood with swastikas, lots of swastikas. So Phelps wrote to the Australian Federal Police about the incident. She said the content of the emails is very disturbing and the emails equate to an incitement to hatred, and we all know what the consequences of that can be. Of course, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivson was also appalled. He said when people think to daub campaign posters of Jewish candidates with swastikas and dollar signs, or to bombard residents with emails containing anti-Jewish nonsense, it is an attempt to intimidate and harass Jews and keep us out of public life. He said we may feel powerless to stop these acts of cowardice and hatred, but the best response, he said, is for us to stand united and resolute as a community and never allow those who hate us to make us feel afraid or unwelcome. Meanwhile, New South Wales Police have released images of a man they'd like to speak to in relation to malicious damage incidents at Bondi Beach and Bondi Junction that occurred on Sunday, February the 10th. Listeners might remember that was when 20 swastikas were sprayed on artwork along Bondi Promenade, Bondi Beach Promenade, and on in Bondi Junction outside some shops. It's believed the mail can assist with this investigation, and photos of this person are on Eastern Suburbs Police Area Command's Facebook site.
So they released a photo of a man in connection to those malicious attacks.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, and they asked the public to assist to find out who is that person.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Yeah. And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia. Shane, we are going to celebrate the Eurovision next week, and some artists also called for boycott. What is the story?
Yes, so there's been a call by supporters of the BDS movement against Israel to for people to boycott and boycott the Eurovision, which is being hosted in Tel Aviv next week. And of course, Australia's in the Eurovision with singer Kate Miller-Heidke, who just arrived for practice there for her performance. So Australian musicians, Australian Jewish musicians, including Ilan Kidron, Lior and Deborah Conway, in response, have joined over 100 other entertainment industry identities to reject calls for this boycott. And other signatories to this, your listeners will be very familiar with, the KISS band bassist Gene Simmons, TV personality Sharon Osbourne, and comedian Stephen Fry. So Kidron, who your listeners will be probably heard of him through the Potbellies, who made many top 40 hits, he told us, by attempting to impose a cultural ban, you're not encouraging dialogue or a sense of understanding. And he says he just doesn't get how putting on a concert or lecturing at a university is a problem to some people. He said there are places we should be able to express ourselves and our views, and these sorts of actions, boycotts, will only create further division. And the letter also states that music transcends boundaries and brings people together under a common bond, and we should call on all of our friends and colleagues around the world to express their support for Israel hosting Eurovision. So this petition is now signed by 16,500 people, and you can find it on change.org.
And I'm certainly looking forward to watch the Eurovision on SBS. It's going to be broadcast directly, and it's going from Tel Aviv. And stay tuned to listen more about the Eurovision, and don't miss, because it's going to be outstanding, especially from Tel Aviv.
And go Australia.
In Australia, we have to support the Australian participant. I mean, she is fantastic. She's absolutely wonderful. And we can vote for her in Australia. I'm talking about Australia's Eurovision entrant, Kate Miller-Heidke. And she's already in Israel. She arrived in Israel last week to prepare for her performance. And I know she's already did her rehearsal. And apparently she is magnificent. And Shane, I want to mention something else. We're going to have the privilege of meeting and listening an intellectual, a prominent, the most prominent intellectual in France today. His name is Bernard Henri Lévy. He's the guest of the JCA. He's coming this month to Australia. And I found it very disturbing what he says. He says that anti-Semitism is back everywhere openly. And that's his message. He actually calls to the Jewish community around the world to be aware of it. And in connection to that, the past 2 weeks have seen another murderous attack, as you know, in the U.S. at Chabad near San Diego. and also at threats to Central Synagogue in Bondi Junction that it was a hoax. But I want to mention to you the New York Times editorial board took extraordinary step to But China, there was a horrible, terrible cartoon that reminded me of the 1930 Germany on the New York Times just very recently.
Yeah, that's right. And that's something when he talked to us, Bernard Henry Levy mentioned specifically, and he called this cartoon absolutely appalling, and it was in the Times. And he said its own actions, the newspaper's actions, were evidence of a profound danger, not only of anti-Semitism, but of numbness to its creep. So he said the ancient enduring prejudice is once again working itself into public view and common conversation. And it's another warning, he says, for us to be more vigilant about this when things like this, like cartoons, can go in, something so widespread, read like the New York Times.
That's what I couldn't believe. I mean, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the cartoons in the New York Times, that a paper like that would publish such a horrible anti-Semitic cartoon. The fact that they said, oh, we are sorry about it, it went through all the editorial channels to allow that cartoon to be published. And that shows something about the New York Times today.
Yeah, that's right. So he'll be coming to Sydney in May for the JCA annual fundraising campaign, and he'll have a lot more to say on this. Of course, he's written 30 books relating to all aspects of Judaism and also anti-Semitism. So he's really an expert, and we look forward to seeing what else he has on the topic.
And Shane, we don't have much time, but I'd like to mention Shaquet, Muslimen.
Yes.
I would like to. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shane, we don't have much time left, but I would like to mention an extreme politician, an extreme Labour politician, who described some Israel supporters as a political lobby group that is cancerous, malicious. He was appointed to a very important position.
Yeah, that's right. Shekat Musselman has been appointed as Assistant President of the New South Wales Legislative Council. You're right about he said these things. He also blocked the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Vic Alhadef from entering a multicultural trade union event last year. He also came under fire for tweeting a link to an article on the website of notorious anti-Semite and former Ku Klux Klan wizard David Duke, and he appeared at a rally where Hezbollah flags flew openly. And he also hosted a controversial former University of Sydney academic Tim Anderson event at Parliament House. So this is quite a big promotion for Shekat Musselman, and the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President, Leslie Berger, told the Jewish News, "The Jewish community is appalled at his election given the litany of problematic comments and behaviour Musselman has indulged in over the years regarding the community, including denying a Jewish leader access to a multicultural event."
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much. Yom Atzmaut Sameach, and have a great week. It went so quickly that I didn't have time to do anything. We recorded 14 minutes already.
Oh. Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.